And we're back with People in Your Neighborhood. And right now I am joined by Miranda Panzer from the Peer Chamber. And good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Will?
I'm doing fantastic. What have you got going on here in Peer? I know Shane kind of set the bar there, but...
He did. There's a lot going on over in Fort Peer, but there's also a lot going on this side of the river, too. Tomorrow, we have the Owyhee YMCA grand reopening or grand opening of their $6.7 million renovation and addition. So everyone should go and check that out. It's going to be exciting. You'll get to tour the facility. That begins at 11 a.m. with the facility tours at 11, celebration lunch at noon, and the program and ribbon cutting at 12:15. And then there will be more tours after the ribbon cutting. Next week, we have the 55th Beck Motor Company anniversary celebration. It's really exciting to see a business be so successful in our area for such a long time.
And oh, yeah, that is a long time, 55 years.
They're such a great family business, so go out and support them. That begins next Thursday, September 12th at 4:30 p.m. until 9. They'll have food available. Looks like they're going to have hot dogs, chips, burgers, desserts, pop, beer, a band, a kid's bounce house. So get the kids out there. There's going to be face paint and then Street Masters cars. So it'll be a fun evening of celebrating 55 years in the community.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There's just a couple other things. I don't have quite as much as Shane, but Rooster Rush is coming up in a couple of weeks. That means that Pheasant Opener is October 19th, and that week before we do a little bit of celebrating and welcoming the hunters to the area. So with that, we have a fall hunting storefront decoration contest that we'll be doing, and we just encourage everyone to help us paint the town orange and welcome the hunters to town.
That's right. Hunting. You know, I've never been hunting ever in my entire... So I live such a sheltered life, I just realized that.
You're going to do some mechanical bull riding? Maybe get out in the field and go hunting this year?
You never know. Maybe. It's possible.
Yeah. So if you're interested in decorating your storefront, I mean, let's just celebrate the hunters coming to the area. They do such they have such a great impact on our economic effects in the community, and just seeing the different people come from all over the country. And I mean all over the country. It's just crazy where people are coming from to go pheasant hunting in our state and in our community. So let me know if you'd like to sign up for that storefront contest. You can email me at mpanzer@peer.org or give us a call at the chamber at 605-224-7361.
And I know that what's the website where people can go to check out the calendar for Peer?
Yeah, so that's peer.org. And you can also subscribe for the monthly chamber newsletter there or the weekly What's Happening. There are a ton of things going on in town. I just touched on, obviously, a couple of them. But the weekly What's Happening will give you what's going on every week of every month. So there's lots of things going on. And, I mean, check it out. Get involved. If you have an event that you'd like to add to the calendar, just email contactchamber@peer.org and we'll get it on the calendar for you, because we'd love people to come and support your event while we'd like to support it as well.
That's right. And that's how I find out a lot about the events that I go to, is actually on the website.
Yeah.
So it's a great resource. Just go on over there and check out what's going on in the community.
Absolutely. And we don't know what's going on if you don't tell us. So get us your events in and we'll get them posted and promoted for you.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for coming in. It's been a while since you've been in here. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, it's been great. Hope you have a great rest of your day and a nice weekend. It sounds like the weather's going to be pretty nice.
It is. Very much so. So have a good one.
Yeah, thank you so much.